Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight. I'm Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now via the Internet and satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe, and to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us rolling along. A special shout-out goes also to our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Northern Tundra, plus our Americans working in the oil industry all around the world. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, he's sticking around for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we have a new player in the game, if you will, in the presidential race, and there's a little bit of hilarity about this. The mayor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has been making a lot of noise. He's been everywhere. It seems every time the president has a press conference, Andrew Cuomo's not very far behind, right?
That's true, yes.
So he's now being referred to by some in the media as President Cuomo. Is this the new daydream for those fretting over Biden? Will, in fact, Cuomo run for president in 2020, or could he be drafted as a candidate?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and we live in some very volatile and unexpected times where many unexpected things are happening,
yeah,
to say the least. And certainly, even under normal circumstances, Captain, without any coronavirus in the mix, Joe Biden, his deterioration, sadly, you know, sad to say, as we watch this man, you know, go through what he's going through, evidently,
it's dementia.
It's something weird that's happening, and the Democrat Party is certainly, I'm sure, just rocked by all of this, and they don't know what to do, because here's the guy who can, you know, they only want him to speak for 5 to 7 minutes, and we can go down the whole list, but enter Andrew Cuomo, and with this COVID-19 crisis, yes, he is trying to, I think, mirror a lot of what the president is doing and having these press conferences. Now, the Democrat Party could decide to cut their losses and try to draft him. And if they wanted to do that, because there's the deadline's already passed for anybody new to join the race, they would have to wait, I think, to the second round of voting, basically, or they'll find another way to change the rules or do whatever they would have to do. But they still have have to deal with Bernie Sanders and his whole contingent. And whether or not they could get everybody on board in a kumbaya moment still remains to be seen.
Yeah, and we will see. This is to be continued as to what goes on here, because I believe Cuomo is sitting there and literally exposing himself to get as much television time as he can. And the next logical thing would be is that he is auditioning to be the president.
It could be very, very well be. But here's the thing, though, because as we always find out with all these different candidates, running for president is different than running for Congress or running for the Senate, you know, running for the House or running for the Senate or running for governor. Running for president is a whole nother level of microscopic examination, and he would have to be ready for that.
Now, the workforce is currently being reshuffled to counter the coronavirus response. Obviously, many, many, many more truck drivers are totally devoted to carrying supplies as fast as they can get them over to the eastern part of the U.S. and western part and vice versa, back and forth. And that's the understatement of the year, I guess, right?
Oh, definitely. That's right.
All right, let me drift on over here. Good morning. Is this Dan the Man?
Dan the Man, I heard your comments about Andrew Cuomo.
That's right. And by the way, we're going to go to a break, but go ahead. Keep going.
He's got one big obstacle in his path, and that's Hillary Clinton. She knows where the bodies are buried, and he would be more scandalous than any presidential candidate we've probably ever had once the Clintons got done with him.
I've been told that she's very content with him running if he does. That's what I've been told, that she would throw her support behind him.
Hillary's not content with anybody but herself.
Okay, and well, this is coming out of my sources in Westchester County that are saying Hillary's relevated herself to the backyard move, and that she would definitely get behind whatever. But I'll tell you what. What's this? Oh, does it matter if the Dems choose Governor Cuomo over Biden? President Trump will eat him up during the campaign. Yeah, that's all true. I believe that.
Yeah, Cuomo would be attractive in certain northern states.
But yeah.
For the most part, it'd still be a tough election.
Yep. Yep.
So, anyway, if Clinton sees an opportunity, she's going to go. And Cuomo or not. But I think she has the money.
She has the opportunity right now. I mean, I don't believe Biden is going to last. Do you?
No. Not by November, no.
All right.
They're stuck with him now.
Going to break, my man.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. That's Dan the Man. And Kyle, will you hang on? We'll be right back with more. And when we come back, there's a poll out there from the Washington Post, of all places, that's saying, hey, hold the fort. Donald Trump is making a charge for the lead.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. You know, spring and summer are right around the corner, and down here where I'm at in Florida, you think it's the middle of summer right now. Do you remember the things that you used to do before your pain stopped you? Well, I do, but think about this. I'll tell you what. You can find out how to get your life back in order and get rid of a lot of that nagging pain that's in there simply by trying a 100% drug-free relief factor. It could be the answer to your back, your neck, your hip pain, or any kind of pain due to aging, exercise, or even everyday living. Now, how about trying the 3-week quick start? The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack. It's $19.95. And you try it, you see if it can get you out of pain, and if it does, then boom, there you go. Now you know what you can take to keep you that way. So all you got to do is go to relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, or call 800-500-8384, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you, otherwise you're going to get hit for the regular price. So remember that. But the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, go over there, take advantage of the 1995 3-week quick start, because after all you've got to lose is pain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Washington Post hit a poll recently, and in that poll, Joe Biden, who last time around was leading by 9 points, this time around the gap has closed, and Donald Trump could overtake Joe Biden soon.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the president is sort of riding high right now, Captain, poll-wise.
That's right.
Because the American people are responding to his handling of the coronavirus crisis.
Yep.
Yeah, and so, and again, this is one of the reasons why I think some media outlets have said and really tried to play it up that, you know, we're not going to carry these press conferences anymore, but you know, turns out, Captain, the American people want to find out what their president is saying each and every day, because he's the one ultimately making these big decisions.
Yeah.
And so they want to see him.
And I had somebody yesterday, a friend of mine, say, well, you know, here's a poll here that shows that Trump they agree that he's doing a good job with the coronavirus and this, that, and the other and all that. And I took a look at the poll and I said, do you realize that this is a Democratic poll? And the Democratic polls, not one of them, not any of them, are showing that Donald Trump is doing a good job, nor that his popularity has gone up. Whereas in the Republican polls, they're booming. And then the independent polls, it's running slightly ahead for Donald Trump. When you put them all together and you look at the Real Clear Politics average, then you have something totally different than, say, looking at a Democratic poll or a Republican poll. But the fact of the matter is, President Trump is getting favorable numbers all across.
Well, exactly right. And again, it's sort of, again, an unprecedented kind of a thing, talking about if in World War II you had the fireside chats, but you didn't have national daily, televised press conferences that went on for 2 or 2.5 hours. So we're in different political, territory, for sure, given the enormity of this crisis and the connection with which people have to Washington, D.C. and the president.
Now, you've got a situation going on out there in California where, number one, the NRA has sued California for ordering gun stores to shut down amid the virus. Meanwhile, the feds have declared certain guns and ammo manufacturers are essential because of government contracts, both state, local, and federal.
Yes, this is very interesting. You're right. The NRA is saying that Governor Gavin Newsom is taking away the right of Americans to defend themselves, basically, because just recently, I know that especially in L.A. County, the L.A. County Sheriff said the gun stores are non-essential. But here's the thing. When you have people that are being released out of jail, for one thing, because of the coronavirus crisis, you have people who are hoarding all kinds of stuff. The residents of California, can be understandably nervous. And the very reason why the Second Amendment is there is so that people can defend themselves, basically. And at a time when people are having this kind of uncertainty, to take away that ability for them to get the things that they would need to protect themselves, causing a...
And not all police departments and security companies have gunsmiths located on their premises where they can go and take care of a weapon that isn't working correctly and whatnot. I mean, it takes a gunsmith to do that, and not everybody has one of those, so naturally that's going to be kept open.
Well, sure, exactly. And I think looking back on this, they're going to say, well, that might have been a precipitous action, basically, and certainly at a time when, again, there's with a potential for unrest, for real unrest, given the length or enormity of the crisis, the gun stores are the things that people are going to want.
And then we found out how come California's in such a dire mess because of the needing the hospital ship and the hospitals being built and all that sort of stuff, and the mobile hospitals, because they dismantled their entire mobile hospital system, complete with the ventilators and regulators, back in 2011 after Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger left office and Governor Jerry Brown came in. This was a payback of sorts for the Democrats and Jerry Brown against Governor Schwarzenegger, figuring that they might not ever need the thing again, so they were going to get rid of this because this was one of Schwarzenegger's babies when they had the swine flu epidemic back in 2009. Remember that?
Oh, yes, yes.
And he saw to it that they put the mobile hospital thing back into play and operation because they knew they were going to need them. Well, boy, could they use it now.
Well, certainly, certainly. And, of course, one of Jerry Brown's thing, Governor Brown at the time was, trying to, get the budget balanced basically in California, have a rainy day fund and these kinds of things. And he did a lot of different things that sort of put California in a much better financial situation. But knowing what we know now and so forth, that's right. You can't skimp on these kinds of things that we might need only once in a blue moon, but once it happens, it has to be there.
Now, it appears that three of the largest cruise lines around might not get any stimulus bill aid, and that is because they did not pay any taxes last year or the year before.
Well, that's right. And they're typically, even though they might have offices within the continental United States, namely in Florida and so forth, they're not American businesses.
Well, the ships are registered elsewhere. They register the ships outside the U.S. so they don't have to be bound to all the different rules and regulations in the U.S. That's why they do that. Plus, they get the tax break of registering, say, in Panama, Costa Rica, Argentina, wherever.
Right, exactly right. So they're not getting any money in this particular bill, but of course they're seeking about $7 billion anyway, as they see their business drying up. We know that there's going to be new phases coming, especially with the extension of the social distancing guidelines and the basic shutdowns. We know that there'll be more stimulus coming, and will they be able to get something there? We'll have to wait and see.
And we noticed that North Korea once again launched what appears to be a ballistic missile into the ocean, trying to remain relevant, obviously, as people are falling ill to the coronavirus in their country. And, oh, by the way, we also saw that near Pyongyang, a big, big hospital was being built alongside the current hospital that was there. And now that tells me that coronavirus is running a little bit rampant there.
No kidding. And what a very, very sad thing for an isolationist, Stalinist-type regime. We can't trust any numbers that they're going to tell us. It's unfortunate. It's very similar to the fact that we don't know exactly what's happening in China or what happened in China, because you have a different kind of government that's not open, shall we say, to telling everybody what's really going on. But there are a lot of people in North Korea that are being devastated by this, and this is a real tragedy.
Now, the president suggested a strong travel advisory over the weekend for residents of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut in lieu of the coronavirus pandemic. And then I think he backed that off a little bit. So where are we at with that?
Well, what we understand, Captain, is that they are giving that heavy travel advisory, basically, as opposed to a quarantine of no travel from those areas, which is sort of the idea that was floated earlier in the weekend. And I found it quite interesting that would be floated without a decision coming down. But perhaps there was some back channel talking on that.
Okay, and we also now have found out that 61 TSA employees, people that were checking your baggage and whatnot, at 19 different airports have come down with the coronavirus. So I would say anybody that was on an airline, and you can find out by the TSA what airplanes or what airlines are involved, anybody that went through those airports and had your baggage checked by a screener, you might have a problem.
That's right. You might want to double check. Absolutely.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, Kyle, talk to you tomorrow. And, folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, our first military veterans news segment coming up.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been saying he would like to have the country reopen for business around Easter, but the severity of the coronavirus has changed that.
Social distancing. That's the way you win.
the shutdown in America will continue as the virus keeps spreading.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
At the Coronavirus Task Force update, President Trump announced a new COVID-19 test that will give results within 5 minutes. Among actions to boost the economy, the president said allowing some entertainment tax deductions could help the hospitality industry.
We're going to look at the restoring the deductibility of meals and entertainment costs for corporations so the corporations can send people to restaurants and take a deduction on it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. Time for our first report of our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you, one in Concord, Mass., and the other one right down here in Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, as I just mentioned, has got two campuses. One of them is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Florida, on the west side of the Tampa Bay. I happen to be sitting over here in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater, just across the bridge over there on Ulmerton Road. But they also... they also happen to have the big campus with the airport. They have the airport hangar at Clearwater St. Pete Airport. They also have a hangar of some sort up at Boston's Logan Airport, as well as the instructional facility there in Concord. But the leader in the industry when it comes to becoming an aviation maintenance tech is National Aviation Academy. Now, their program puts you in the driver's seat as an aviation maintenance tech after 14 months of training and the hours that you need, because you can't short circuit or short change the hours to get an aviation maintenance tech's license through the FAA. Now, there is a movement afoot right now because there is a tremendous shortage of aviation maintenance techs to allow them to take the test a little bit quicker once they reach the hours required for training to do just that, so that they can go to work for the airlines and the different companies that have literally parked hundreds of aircraft around the United States and around the world that aren't flying right now because the airlines have cut well over half of their flights and maybe even more than that, depending on the airline you're looking at. So the aircraft all have to be serviced before they come back into being able to be flown around the country. So please check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, to find out more. National Aviation Academy. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, kudos to the military. Kudos to the health industry. Because the United States was ranked the best prepared country in the world to handle the pandemic back in late 2019 by the Nuclear Threat Initiative, known as NTI, and the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, known as the JHCS. Now, an assessment, which of course is seemingly at odds with claims being made by the Democrats that say the Trump administration left the country vulnerable. Now, this also included our military, that we were prepared. And the reason we were prepared probably was because our military had been participating in events around the world over the years prior. As most of you remember, Ebola is just one example of it. Of course, the swine flu is another example of it, not only our country, but around the world. And in the Pacific, we have a situation where the COVID-19 outbreak actually sidelined the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt because they have a number of their crewmen on board who came down with this, and as a result, the Navy ordered the ship to pull into the port in Guam and had the whole crew of their 5,000-plus sailors tested for the coronavirus. Don't know how that's working out just yet. We have not found out, but we'll know soon. And the services saw another sharp uptick in the confirmed coronavirus cases last week. According to the Defense Department's latest stat, it was a 32% rise in both troops as well as the DOD civilians and their dependents and contractors as well. So there you go. That's what's definitely keeping things on the hot burner, if you will. And the VA secretary, even as Veterans Affairs staffers prepare to deploy outside their hospitals to help with the national response to the fast-spreading coronavirus, the VA secretary, Robert Wilkie, is promising that the department's first focus will always be caring for the veterans. Now, one of the things that they are doing, not only in the military, but also the VA is doing it, and some hospitals are even doing it too now, private hospitals, they're calling back or checking with people that have retired from the hospital, nurses and doctors and nurses' assistants and orderlies, and seeing if they would like to come back to work during this time of national emergency. And obviously, in some cases, that will be the case. Not a bad gig if you can get it, even though it's somewhat dangerous to the people providing the service, obviously. But we'll see how that all works out. Now, in Iraq, a couple of situations there. Number one, Iraq's military said that at least two rockets hit inside the heavily fortified Green Zone late last week. And it was the first attack following a brief lull in the violence from earlier this month. We also had North Korea apparently launch a ballistic missile into the sea over the weekend. Again, we'll see how that all works out, whether it was or whether it wasn't. Denise Simon will have more on that in just a few minutes. And the U.S. military has handed over the Qayyara Airfield West base, which was located just 30 miles south of Mosul in Iraq. That's now in Iraqi hands. And, of course, that was one of the hotbeds for ISIS until the past, until January or November, December, somewhere that part of the year when our military crushed the ISIS forces in the region. And with special military pay and allowances now being provided from the Pentagon, they laid out a series of special pays and allowances for military members who are having to deal with coronavirus and the response, who've been quarantined after contracting the virus, or they're separated from their families due to permanent changes, and they're over, say, maybe in Italy and can't get out of the country, or they might be elsewhere and can't get out of one of those countries to come back into the U.S. At the moment, because everybody is pretty much staying where they're at. And by the way, there are no troop deployments going on right now. All that has been stopped at the moment because of the coronavirus pandemic. And the $2 trillion economic stimulus package passed by the Senate last week and then passed by the House and signed into law by President Trump over the weekend is definitely going to help the military. There is emergency money in there for the military, and $10.5 billion in emergency funding for the Department of Defense, and another $19.6 billion for the Department of Veterans Affairs to help them. Because remember, some of that money is going to be used for the VA doctors and nurses and whatnot that are deploying out into the civilian arena. So keep that in mind. All right, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2, and we're going to get it going again. Here we go.
Oh,
from 1978, and that was live. Aerosmith in Texas, a jam that they were at. It's called the Texas Jam, live in 1978. Sweet Emotion. I'll tell you what, they're still around and kicking today. Kind of hard to believe, but they're going at it. And like I said, Steven Tyler, I don't know what kind of vitamins he's taking, but he must be double jointed because of the way that he keeps moving around, if you know what I mean. Now, the other thing is, let's not forget about the fact that the pilots and Flying J's bring you the Truckers Highway Environment Report. And not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by, check them out. By the way, if you tell them the captain sent you on the third watch, you will get a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, let's take a look at the weather, because we got some weather out there to talk about tonight. Boy, do we. A storm tracking along the southern U.S. is going to bring gusty winds and critical fire weather threats to the high plains, and the potential for severe storms with damaging winds and heavy rain into the lower Mississippi Valley. Now, right now, it's over New Mexico, West Texas way, and it's moving to the east, and it will come across Texas, Louisiana, possibly Arkansas, move on into Mississippi and Tennessee and maybe Kentucky over the next day or two. So be advised of that. It is fairly quickly moving. Now, a strong Pacific storm right now is bringing lower elevation rain and heavy mountain snow to the northwest. Now, snow levels have dropped down to 1,500 feet, creating some really rough and tough and tumble mountain travel today, tonight, and tomorrow. Let's start with Washington State. You've got snow to the east in the mountainous areas of I-5, all the way up from the Oregon line, all the way up to Vancouver, and north of Seattle tonight, going towards Vancouver, a winter storm warning for the higher elevations up that way. By the way, over east towards Yakima, Wenatchee, you've got snow headed out east out of Seattle. Definitely going over Snoqualmie, you're going to have snow. Then you got some high winds out in front of it over towards Boise and central Idaho, and some snow in the western part of Montana to include 4th of July, the pass there. Got some snow in Wyoming right now. That's all changed in the last hour. The western part of Wyoming's got snow. And right there, if you're going up 30 towards Montpelier and going up towards Idaho Falls and jumping across 30 to get on I-84 extension up there, you've got a winter storm warning, that one mountain range before you get into Idaho and in Wyoming right now. And the snow is north of I-80, so I-80, it won't be a problem yet, but it might be. And then Oregon, you've got snow tonight up on Cabbage. Be advised of that. That might be an interesting drive. You've got snow in the mountainous area, central part of Oregon. You've got snow east of I-5 all the way down from Washington State down to Medford, Oregon, in the mountainous areas there. California, nothing to speak of. Nevada, you've got some winds south of Reno tonight in the mountainous areas there in the western part of Nevada. And then there is a little bit of rain in the offing right now for North Dakota tonight. Some scattered showers, believe it or not, in Minnesota as well as the western part of Wisconsin. You do have some gale warnings up along the northern peninsula, way, way, way up north, almost into Canada, in Michigan tonight. And the Mississippi Valley coming on down from southern Illinois down towards Mississippi, about halfway down Mississippi, you've got scattered showers in that area, as well as western Tennessee. And let's not forget that there's also some fog in central Pennsylvania tonight around Harrisburg, and also in the mountainous areas of Maryland, and up there on the eastern, northeastern part of West Virginia, too. Some snow way up in Maine. Got a snowstorm way up in Maine tonight. Winter storm warning up there. Presque Isle, Caribou. Be advised of that. You guys going up there to haul French fries, you might have an interesting ride up there, especially if you're going up there empty. So keep that in mind. Now, let's not forget that coming up, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And she'll be with us here in just a second. Let me see. Got to get rid of that. We had a little sidebar going on there. And Denise Simon is with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was an old video from, I think, Fox that was playing in the background. I'm not sure. But anyway, let's see here. We had a big old concert last night on Fox, and I believe it was also carried on the iHeart radio stations around the country. And it was interesting. I didn't know half the younger people that were performing, but I liked Tim McGraw. I liked what I saw there. And, of course, Mariah Carey, she's just a gift to music. She's just so talented.
At the very beginning, it was announced that Parker and Gamble, they were certainly raising some money. And I think there was an organization for children. I'm not sure that I knew what it was because I didn't go look it up. But Procter & Gamble donated $500,000, and then Fox matched that.
Actually, it was iHeart.
What was?
iHeart gave them $500,000. So did Fox. I heard them say it when they said it. Procter & Gamble also gave them money, but iHeart gave them $500,000.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some very generous things that were going on in between each of the artists. They told some interesting stories and some real-time interviews that, I mean, this concert was obviously pre-recorded, they had some very interesting snippets with real-time generosity and benevolence by individuals. So it was very heartwarming.
By the way, there's a rumor that Andrew Cuomo might be auditioning for president. Has he missed the deadline to get on the ballots in any of these states? He has, hasn't he? All of them?
It doesn't matter. You can go to a convention. It can be brokered with him.
Okay, because there seems to be some discussion that may be, in fact, what's going on. However, there are some people that believe that Hillary is still in the mix and wants to be considered if that happens.
After her reprehensible tweet the other day.
Well, that and others.
Referencing a New York Times article, and she says in it, after all, Donald Trump did say America first when we allegedly surpassed China in the amount of cases / death. There's a major amount of pushback, and even Congressman Dan Crenshaw said, delete your account.
Well, maybe that's why they're talking so hard about Cuomo. Hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we're coming back right after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere. More coming your way, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.